You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Cool again.
We out here. We back. We're what? In studio.
We've been traveling. We've been doing stuff.
We've been taking the FA Cup to go see our doctors.
You know. He's like, hey, your blood pressure. I'm like, look at it. Okay.
Who said I can't bring the FA Cup to my annual physical? Yeah.
Yo, Ma, why are you putting Fabuloso on the FA Cup trophy?
She said, it's like, oh, we just got to clean it up. There might be guests coming over.
Tenemos que limpiar. My mom saw the trophy and she brought out the coconut Entenmann's cake that was in the freezer.
She only brings that out for the fanciest of guests.
That's been in there since 1985. You know? Just waiting for a trophy to come through.
So welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Cristian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
And as always,
it's the Cooligans, buddy.
Welcome. I was, you know, and look, and now that voice is even more meaningful after I got to visit.
You got to meet him.
Not Papi himself. Oh, not Papi. But the son of Papi.
There you go. The son of Papi.
The son of Papi.
A great movie.
I was in Miami, and I got to be on Levitard's show in studio.
I thought you were going to come in here wild dark on that A-Rod
table. Okay. You feel me? I tweeted out. I was like, that's a black king right there, bro.
I thought you was gonna come in here.
The reverse Sammy Sosa.
Yes.
the
reverse card on Uno to the Sammy Sosa.
A-Rod had to come back and he had to do that. Like he had to apologize for being black. Did you see
the
video?
He had a black explain, bro.
He had a black explain. He had to be like, everybody, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, could you tell us why you black all of a sudden?
It's so ridiculous.
He started with, I'm Dominican. I don't know if you heard.
It's like, instead of I know black, it's I see black.
Yeah, I see.
I see black.
I Dominican. I soy black.
Because, he did the whole video. Like, hey, I was just out in the sun too long. Yeah. But, hey, bro, you got family. Yeah. Nobody's out there helping
Were you.
Were you
on the sun by any chance?
My man flew a little too close to it.
My G done crisped up a little bit in a way we're not used to seeing.
I was in Miami, got to go on Levitard's show, meet the whole crew.
That was so dope.
I was also there for an Adidas event. The Football Society event, which was really, really dope. Celebrating the launch of the MLS jerseys. Our video was
crazy.
Playing at the event. Okay.
My mother, you know this. She's apologized to you.
Yes.
For not coming to see me perform. has never once mentioned it to me. But, you know, she's not very, she's not, the proudest of the career that I've chosen. Okay. Early on, at least. Now,
sure.
A little different.
It's making a little bit more sense.
Now she's like, okay, fine.
It took about 20 years.
But there was a moment where she would, told my wife, like, you need to tell him to stop because if you leave him, we're not taking him back. And that's a word for word.
Right.
Direct what my wife, what my mother said to my wife.
She said the same thing to me.
Yeah, 100%. She's like, we don't want him. This is your fault.
You have him during daylight.
Yeah.
Handle him, please.
And don't feed him after. But my mother wanted to come in. She wanted to come in to see our ad on the Adidas store.
Right.
So she said, I'll meet you there at 11:30. In true Latin mom fashion, she gets there at 10:15. I'm still in the shower.
Upset with you that you're late.
Yeah. Late, not an hour and 15 minutes earlier than what she told me. So I set up a little reservation to surprise her. I got a surprise at Ruby Rosa. Shouts to Julio. So dope. So my mother comes in, my aunt, my nephew. My nephew's like, yo, this is cool. Back to Snapchat. He was like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah. And here I am with my friends. Now, what you like is important.
Yeah, your snap score is trash.
Your accomplishments, not as important as this meme I just seen for the 58th time. So, still cool. My aunt was like, all right, how much are they paying you for this? And I'm like, we don't talk money. Come on. And not a love. But whatever. We're on the walls. It's so awesome. They didn't realize it's the other side. Walked around. Look at my mother. shedding a little tear.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
There
man,
you go.
See, never mention it. In true Nork fashion, we do not share emotions.
Bro, she's been saving that tear for 40 years.
Yeah, Doug. I mean, did it come from the sneeze she gave out before? Who knows? Nonetheless, we just go.
She's like, up. Allergies is crazy. Yeah. About right about
what's up? What's up with all this pollen at the Adidas store?
Okay. Yeah. Straight up Cuban mom. Nah,
bro. La agricultura hardened me, bro. I can't ever show emotion.
Amazing. Yeah, so it's been an eventful week. Obviously, all the Adidas stuff being part of the you know, NYCFC campaign for the New Jersey.
Walking around with the FA Cup with the FA Cup.
Go on our Instagram because, I mean, it's literally crazy right now. The Alexis taking the FA Cup to get a bacon, egg, and cheese. I wish I was exaggerating even a little bit. But no, it is completely true. So, at Soccer Cooligans.
Took a new bodega run by a 9-year-old called Akhrab.
Okay. You said if you are 9 years old and you don't have an LLC,
damn.
I don't know what you're doing, dog.
Not crying.
My mother found out about Akhrab. That's his real name. Akhrab, not Akhrab. And found out about Akhrab, shed a tear. She was like, that's someone who is giving back to his family.
More tears. Damn. Than Alexis.
Why aren't you like Akhrab, Alexis?
This young man is an inspiration. I want a do-over on the son.
Yo, just
this Akhrab, I want to raise you.
What a hardworking young man. How did I go wrong? You out here with the yuck yucks, and he's out there doing the work. So, I took it on a little tour of New York City. What they specifically wanted was like, yo, show us where like real New Yorkers would go.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, so we starting at Tropic, as I call it. It's a bodega and a smoothie joint. And they go, well, we're thinking like Statue of Liberty. And I'm like, well, you go do that before I get there.
Okay. Nah, and you did some stand-up at the stand.
Yeah, we took it to the stand, the little stand-up. They let us shoot a little bit downstairs as well. Just so dope. Took it to Daily Paper. You know, the Griggs brothers are just super dope, and obviously they care so much about soccer in this community.
Dude, I mean, this my favorite part is it gets these English people upset. Seeing,
it riles
seeing
them
the
up.
FA, this is we took your trophy,
your 100-something-year-old trophy, and I got it a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay, all right,
ketchup and hot sauce.
There's still some cheese residue on the FA Cup.
It's
you
never
mad?
Coming off, dog.
Stay mad.
It's
okay?
Never coming off when City lifts it for the sixth time in 8 years.
So.
They're gonna be like, someone's gonna be like, is there cheese on this?
This wasn't even. It's not an English person, but from the Adidas, we're on the storefront. Somebody in the comments commented like, "Yo, if you think that this is impressive, you must not be from here. Like, you're not really like." But I was like, you commented that on our video, like we're proud of something.
Yeah.
Like his Cuban mom who hasn't cried in nearly 50
Bro,
years.
In fact, now that I know you said that tear just sucked back in her eye. And now she wants smoke.
What? The level of, you know how miserable you gotta be. We weren't even like bragging. We're like just happy. We're
Bro,
hugging.
Where's his at on the Adidas store? I wanna know where his at is.
What you done?
The internet is just amazing at finding the most miserable people.
Yeah,
I can't even believe it. I saw that and I laughed.
Why do we give sad people internet access? That's a real question.
Bro, you got to pass a happy test before you get, before you connect the Ethernet.
Right,
blood,
if you just a hater, bro, you got to go to the library to deuce the internet, bro.
No Wi-Fi password for you,
no.
Dog.
What are you? You like an AT&T customer now. You got no internet. You got no GPS, no nothing. You better start asking directions.
Okay, no service for you. Figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
This your fault. Your fault your mom can't get to work.
I can't believe it.
Because you a hater, bro. The whole family plan got taken out.
It's so hateful that I kind of even respect it.
Oh, yeah, of course. And by the way, that dude's probably not even from here, which is the best part.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Just typing that from Cincinnati, Ohio.
So let's get going. And start, we got a lot of soccer to talk about today. So Miguelito, let us know where to begin.
Yeah, we're starting in MLS. MLS is back, guys.
It's back, baby.
Uh-huh.
It's all the way back. We had the first full match week of games, I guess, coming up. And I think the first thing we want to do is, you know, give us like a winners and Alexis, what was it?
Whoa and oops.
Yeah,
woes and uh-ohs.
And woes and uh-ohs. Yeah,
woes
yeah.
and uh-ohs.
We gotta find our you know, what we're most excited about in this MLS weekend and who concerned us the most. almost, you know? Who were we saying like, hey, are you sure you should have signed that person?
Hey, maybe that's not the way you should be going, okay. You know?
So let's start with some positives and just some fun. Let's start with just some fun moments before we go to our woes and uh-ohs. Because the MLS match week started on Wednesday.
Yes.
Inter Miami played against RSL.
Yeah.
Inter Miami won 2-0, but really the highlight of this match wasn't the scoreline, wasn't the goals.
It was Messi giving Europeans a highlight clip that makes them feel right about how they feel about MLS.
And we're just going to keep this on a loop because this is crazy, dog.
This is a career-defining moment from a man on the ground just holding his crotch.
So, if you're only listening, we're watching Lionel Messi chip the ball over what seems to be a corpse on the pitch.
And can I also say, so I got the luxury, the honor, the insane moment to work with one Tony Meola, finally.
Amazing, yes.
He sat in Charlie's chair on Morning Footy, and he brought up something. He was like, what made this even better is watch the ball just perfectly go over him. It was like literally kicked with the right weight.
The touch. I mean, this is why Messi is the greatest, because it is like the ball, like there's a string attached to the ball. And he is just orchestrating what this ball is doing. But the fact that it's going, I forgot who the player's name was. Apologies, I don't remember. But he fell on his hand or got his hand stepped on. So this is why he's on the ground. He's writhing in pain, his hand is killing him. Messi's like, bro, I've chipped over cones that were more active than you right now.
Yeah, dog.
And the fact that he just did this with the defender on him, with everybody paying. Look, you see that?
He clears the thigh. It's just perfect.
You see the one leg kick that is just thrown? That one right there. Where it's just like, this is how the defense. People are just like, I'm gonna throw my leg in prayer.
Yeah.
That it gets.
Maybe
in the way.
He's coming this
Maybe
way.
Maybe he's going this way.
Maybe.
This leg comes out of nowhere. It's not even in the frame. What's that? Whose leg is that?
This reminds me of you explaining that. Reminds me of like, well, I played football, American football in high school because they're like, fat guy, get on the offensive line.
Right.
And there was I did not want to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, you basically crash into each other and then you're just pushing each other until they blow the whistle. And I remember one time I heard the word pass. So I looked up and started backing up and the coach comes up to me and goes, why'd you do that? And I go, I heard pass. He goes, what makes you think they're passing to you?
Are you an eligible receiver, Alexis? I don't think
you are not going to impact the play in any way. I don't care what you hear. Your job is to push that man until you get to their quarterback. When you hear pass, you backing up has done nothing for anyone. And I was like, no, you ain't lying, though. You right. You 100% right. That was that guy kicking out.
Yeah,
just dude. Like, hey, maybe I'll affect the play in some way.
This is just remarkable. I know I've never seen anything like this in my life of watching the sport. And I think maybe that's why Tony Meola.
Watch Palacio's reaction when he does it. Watch right here.
Right.
No! He was like, no!
It was like, you know, when a freestyle rapper drops a great bar. Yes. You're like, oh, shit! Yo, he killed him.
Damn,
dog.
Palacio's like, damn!
If that's
my boy, yeah.
But it's like it was so humiliating to his teammate that he's like, bro, I think we have to kick you off the team, bro. I don't even know. I want to defend you, but it was that crazy.
You need to go on gardening leave for like a little bit.
Okay,
just get your stuff together. Maybe get a different haircut so we don't recognize you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yo, take this hair dye, bro. Here's this funny note. With glasses.
Fake mustache.
I don't want to recognize you, man. Because you won't be able to be seen on
the
training ground.
You gotta grow your facial hair out, bro. You gotta do something.
Okay.
Dude, what's your mother's maiden name? Because that's your last name.
He gets back home and his doors, they change the locks. His wife is just like,
kids
bro.
Are like,
I don't know what to do.
Why is there a Messi poster in my bedroom also?
This is remarkable. All the family photos are replaced with Messi.
Well, here's the only thing that's upset. How much time did y'all have? Here's the part that upsets me the most. Is that a nutmeg? We know how grueling that is for who's the nutmeg.
Yeah.
There's no name for this.
There is no name for this.
And we need to come up with a name for this. Because this is the new that man has a family thing. Look, Palacio's reaction kills me every time.
Because
he's like,
We don't even have to worry that that man has a family anymore.
No.
The family.
They left. They are gone.
They are gone.
They're in Russia.
They're like,
they moved.
They're like, we had to restart. We had to renounce our American citizenship. Like, yeah. That's how bad it was.
Property of Lionel Messi. Yeah. How it says.
Just remember, we're just looping this over and over. We cannot stop watching. This is crazy.
They're like Quincy Promes. The family moved to where they can't be extradited. They're just like chilling in Dubai with an Instagram model.
People are like, were they Russian spies? The entire time?
Damn.
I don't know. I think so.
What was that family up to before this happened?
It's like literally the plot of the Americans. American.
Some Ozark-ass stuff going on over here, bro.
Anyway, so just insane. So that's how the MLS season started. Quite entertaining. And so let's go to our MLS woes and uh-ohs.
Let's give our woes first. What's your first woe? And a woe is obviously the positive one. What caught you by surprise?
I have to say the Portland Timbers, because the Portland Timbers, they have a new player, Anthony Alves, Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
The Anthony that, the better Anthony.
Yeah. they got United's like, maybe we sue and we get that one instead.
A little Anthony trade. Anthony Alves, I think he scored 2 goals and just remarkable. Mm-hmm. I thought he was just great. The goals that he scored were great. I mean, he scored 2 like bangers, and then so it's always nice to see new players come into the league and thrive. I would love if NYCFC had a couple of those.
That would be wonderful.
Those new players thriving, but I think it's a big time for the Timbers. You know, obviously a lot of controversy, a lot of uncertainty with their new coach in Phil Neville. People, you know, not really thinking, you know, that he's the proper coach for that team. And there's all, you know, we've been to Portland quite a few times to watch matches, and it is one of those clubs that you walk into it and you have to feel like, man, this is a bit of a gift to have a club with this much support.
Especially with everything that happened,
that you go in there and those fans just absolutely support their players, and they have to have a product that kind of reflects that level of support on the pitch. Mm-hmm. And it feels like maybe this is the beginning of that. I know I'll mention, you know, they were playing the Colorado Rapids, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I thought the Portland Timbers were so impressive. And not just the entire team. I think that the speed of play was remarkable. They just like look really, really sharp. They just look like a team. You know, MLS, we always say the first few games, it's kind of like preseason. Timbers looked sharp. It looked like they have already been like playing together as a team for, you know, quite a few weeks. So very, very impressed. So they get a whoa from me.
Nice. Mine is, and a mere 4 days ago,
mm-hmm.
I said this team would win the wooden spoon.
Yes.
And now they're my woe. So I will preface all this. We'll probably do this every week, maybe. Mm-hmm. But so for right now, it's simply reacting to the first week in MLS, which we now know, after many years of supporting this league, that the first 10 match weeks do not matter. That is basically a preseason, especially considering 72% of the league gets in the playoffs, something like that, some crazy number like that. So I will say Minnesota United, with an interim head coach, a coach who's 30 years old or something like that, that's not coming for another couple of weeks.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know they got the coach that came from Manchester United. What's his name?
I forget his name, but he's coming in a couple of weeks, so he's not there yet. But... yo, they kind of balled out a little bit.
It looked
if you scroll
good.
Down, I mean, yes, it was against
Eric Ramsey.
Yeah, Eric Ramsey. If you scroll down, you'll see their XG, bro. They were balling, dog. 3 over here.
3.04, not bad against Austin.
I think MLS runs their stats a little differently, so it was a little bit lower on their end.
Okay.
But, dude, 22 total shots.
That's remarkable.
10 shots on target?
I feel bad.
I don't think they had 10 shots on target all season.
I feel bad for Brad Stuver having to deal with all that.
Brad Stuver was like, damn.
There was one save he made that was
he had a big one.
Remarkable. But a 2-1 win over Austin, it's two teams that need to, readjust and figure out, like, they need some consistency. Minnesota's another team.
And this was without Reynoso, who's with the team, but he's injured. But yeah, Reynoso's probably their most creative number 10, so they might only get better.
Sure, sure.
And I might look like an absolute idiot by picking them for Witherspoon.
This is it's not my woe just yet, but I just wanted to make sure we highlighted this. Because
so this would be your woe, and what's the other
uh-oh.
One?
Uh-oh.
So this is not your uh-oh.
This is not my uh-oh, but this is just, we just got to put it out
this
there.
Is my oh.
This is my oh. Ilie with the cornrows and bringing out the cornrows for LAFC against Seattle. Mm. And so Ilie, a very Spaniard man.
Very much so.
Coming out with the headband and the but the cornrows, they're tight, bro. They're tight.
There's a lot of space in between. But also his scalp is dumb pale, bro. You couldn't go hang out with Alex Rodriguez a little bit and just get that scalp.
Just tan the scalp.
Yeah,
a little
just
bit.
Get that scalp cooking a little bit before you bring this out. And you know what? You got to have some balls. You got to show us the hairline if you're going to do this.
Okay, yeah, because it yeah, could be, you
you
know,
brought
you
the headband
pulling
up
the back quite a bit.
You know what I mean?
It's like the hairline might be a bit of a concern. If you are worried about the hairline, though, you wouldn't be doing cornrows.
You should not do cornrows.
No.
Traction alopecia.
Remember we had Simon Doonan.
Yes. I'll never forget those words.
Fashion and what is it?
Fashion, a stylist, commentator.
But does the storefronts.
Yeah, he's the windows designer.
The window for what was the store? Not Nordstrom.
No, is it Cartier?
No.
Bergdorf?
Bergdorf
Goodman? Might be Bergdorf.
Maybe Bergdorf. Apologies.
It's on Fifth Ave.
It's on Fifth Ave, but he mentioned
this. I remember
this
when
to
he
us.
Mentioned that he did the windows, I was like, bro, if you think that's impressive, you're not from here.
Yeah. Oh, bro, now we know who left the comment.
Damn.
So the cornrows on Ilie were definitely look, I'm not a person that's like white people shouldn't do cornrows. I'm not that part of the internet exists.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's enough people filling that quota.
Hold on,
for
if
you.
I came into the studio one day with cornrows, you would be like, yo, what is going on?
Like,
yo,
I might make fun of it, but not because you're white. That's all I'm saying. It's not a solely, you know, black people can't have a hairstyle.
Right.
It's like I understand the nature of like you know, using it for profit or stuff like that. Like this is why,
or like to
Kim Kardashian
further appropriate a culture. Or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. So that is, I don't think that's Ilie is not doing that. Ilie was just like he lost a bet. That's all. It was a dare.
Yeah,
fantasy football punishment. He had to go out in the first game.
Exactly. Ilie went to hang out with his Puerto Rican cousins. Man, he's from Spain, and he was like, I guess this is what we're doing.
Yeah. I want to see a new version of the Continental Tires commercial, but of him getting the cornrows instead of taking a penalty.
Yeah, so Ilie did make the right choice for his. For his barber and hairstylist. And this was
we're
just,
really gonna do this, huh?
This is just a shout out to James Clay at Lone Star Striker on Twitter that hit us up with this picture from an LAFC video. And he said, for a minute there, I thought dude was the soccer cooligans, not Alexis. And
I gotta admit, so did I.
Well, I saw this too, and I'm like, hey, bro, I mean, this line in the hair is a little sharper than yours. But I see it. You have a long doppelganger list, just like I do.
Yeah, but mine are all just any fat guy with a beard. It's literally anyone.
I have A-Rod, I have Derek Jeter.
Nani.
Nani,
a big
Bruno
one.
Mars.
Yes.
And you have, you know, this guy, the guy who cooks.
These guys.
The guy who cooks at LFC,
I have
the
big
chef.
Dude talking into a mic. Also, I would never hold a mic that way. But this guy also went out and got tattooed. So I feel like he's doing his thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So
got to hold the mic with a bit more prominence.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if I'm using that word correctly.
We'll get a message to this man.
Yeah.
So shout out to the cornrows, Ron Ely, and this dude. So my uh-oh has to be, you know, the opponent against the Portland Timbers, which is the Colorado Rapids, and Zach Steffen. Zach Steffen, big signing, obviously. They spent a lot of money to bring him from Manchester City.
He got to shake it off a little bit.
My man went into Providence Park and was like, bro, I'd rather be at the Etihad.
Yeah. Yo, riding a bench and getting paid money was kind of cool. I don't know why I messed that up.
It kind of speaks to, you know, it's not always the goalkeeper that is going to be the difference and stop.
I think you and I both agree. Like, that's a dumb way to spend a lot of money, a goalkeeper, when there's so many goalkeepers already in the country.
Yeah, goalkeepers are not really the best investment. But
like a DP goalkeeper is stupid in my eyes.
I mean, and Colorado did it before with Tim Howard. Uh-huh. Tim Howard did save them in games, and I believe there was.
How's that work out for them? What trophy did they lift?
No, they didn't lift the trophy, but the season they had with Tim Howard, didn't they win the West? Or they were first in the West, like one of the years with Tim Howard. So it's not impossible that a goal, like, you know how they say a goalkeeper, you know, we're going to talk about the League Cup final a little bit, but a big save is almost as good as a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And Liverpool did that a few times in that game against Chelsea. But that is, so it can work out. And I'm sure, like, for some teams, you need a little bit more time, a little bit more chemistry. You know, they have a new coach in Chris Armas, and they have a lot to figure out. But Colorado, the expectations are not that high. But when you give up 4 goals in your first game, expectations are even lower than you kind of expected.
And I think this is just Chris Armas has a lot to prove. I think Zach Steffen has a lot to prove. I think Sammy Vines has a lot to prove. I think Georgi Mihailovic has a lot to prove. So I feel like they all have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder for this season. It's going to take some time. Don't overreact if you're a Colorado fan. But you're probably not walking around feeling great. Sammy Vine's got a 4.4 score.
Yeah, and an own goal.
And Jack Steffen has a 4.8.
Not great.
That's not great.
Was he the worst?
That means like for 2 of the shots you were facing the wrong way. That's the only way you get a 4.8.
Nah, man. Just Zach Steffen's a homie. He's been on the show. He's just it's a tough team. It's a new project, and they have a lot to figure out. But nah, not a great showing. I'm a little concerned.
I've always talking about big fan of the Canadian Premier League. There was a kid on Forge who was incredible. His name's Woobens Paisius.
Okay.
Woobens. Woobens.
Paisius. What a great. That's soccer.
A sick name.
You got to be.
Yo, Paisius? And if you slow dog, God did not love you. You're
either
know what
a Jedi or a soccer player.
Is it Paisius or like Paisias?
No, it's, well, they, Paisius, with, okay, they were staying up in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's on Nashville this year.
Okay.
So what a cool story. A young up-and-comer scored bangers in the Canadian Premier League.
You are a Canadian Premier League ambassador.
You know, I mean,
you get a lot of love. You've been out there.
Can I get the dual citizenship?
Okay.
Your boy needs healthcare. I'll go up there for it.
That's a little 8-hour drive. No big deal.
Yeah. Or an hour flight to Montreal.
Let's go.
I'll go to the doctor first, and then I'll eat my way through Montreal.
Yeah, so what was your uh-oh?
My uh-oh, very simple, is these replacement refs, bro.
Ooh, the scab refs.
Oh, my God, bro. Some of y'all need to get back to composing music. Because
we have to address the...
You're doing too much on the pitch, and somehow you're doing nothing at all.
So, obviously, we're talking about Inter-Miami against LA Galaxy, Inter-Miami, the Sunday night game.
Overall, though, there was a lot of there was a lack of taking authority in matches, and
it's the first week, and a lot of these guys, they were, you know, coaching U8 matches just a couple days ago, and it's a lot to not have Luis Suarez right in your face.
Yeah, these refs are just watching Alesso DJ the halftime going, this is cool, but I miss the orange slices,
bro. Yo, how about a flash warning? Did you see? Yo, that was like a little bit much.
Yeah, I remember they kept showing the signage saying Alesso, Alesso, Alesso. I'm like, is that a DJ? Why aren't you showing the DJ?
Right,
and then
right.
He wasn't lit at all. It's like, why is the whole stadium giving people epileptic seizures, you don't like the DJ?
That was just an odd choice to display it on TV in that way, where it was like, you know, I'm not a like flash. I'm not necessarily affected like that sensory.
Same
on
that, yeah.
Yeah, but it was so intense that I'm like, okay, this could be a problem for somebody that has these issues. But the game against this was a look entertaining match. I'm not gonna take away. I think even the
I think LA Galaxy looked better than I expected.
Me
without
too.
A doubt,
I was gonna say the same thing.
I was like, LA Galaxy defending well against a really good team.
They're passing to each other and not space. This is impressive.
So Greg Vanney has like looks like he got a proper team this time around. But the replacement refs and we I was watching every single game being like, All right, what's I said something's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think this is where the uh-ohs came from because I'm watching. I'm like,
for the most part, I'm gonna give like it's not even about give credit where credit is due. I don't think I think
overall it was an okay job.
It was an okay job, but I'm just want you know we're supporting the refs and the refs union and MLS and pro and the PSRA should be sorting. Hopefully, they sort this out sooner than later. But there weren't as many mistakes as. I expected.
Yeah.
That's it. But there was a little bit of, in general, the sort of either lack of authority or a lack of just putting that, like, imprint of, like, this is how I'm reffing this
game.
Right. I think there was a little bit from throughout the league, the players were like, all right, we're going to eat these replacement refs up because they don't know.
They shook before we even get on the pitch, bro.
So there was either the ref that was too lenient or the ref that was like, if you look at me, I'm giving you two yellow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
These refs look like Chelsea players when they see a 16-year-old walking out in a red shirt.
What are you guys? What are you doing, man? Come on. We're going to get to that later. We'll get to these broad shots.
I just figured, let me throw one in here real quick.
So,
but I will say, I think the problem
with... Here's what I'll say.
In particular, this league has a global TV contract, if you will, right?
Yeah.
Streaming contract. So guess which match you think most of the world that is watching MLS will be watching?
Inter Miami.
The one with Messi.
The one with Messi, right? Yeah.
And then is that when you have a ref who is giving ghosts yellow cards?
My man Sergio Busquets is now pure CONCACAF. He has let go of UEFA. He's like, I'm going to settle in.
Yeah. You know what I like to do? Assimilate a little bit.
Okay. I need to learn the ways of your culture.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's doing here. And Marky Delgado already had a yellow in this game. He goes in for what is kind of a little bit of a wild challenge, but nowhere near.
He didn't even make contact with the ball. Like, Busquets, this man missed everything.
Busquets made the contact with Marky Delgado. And, I mean, it was maybe a pinky toe. And Busquets was kind of writhing on the floor like he got stamped, like he got, you know, studs right into his feet. And so, look, it wasn't a yellow card worthy challenge. That's obvious. I think most people agree with that. Marky Delgado retweeted it just with the eyeballs emoji. You know, trying. He's like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Y'all see what I'm seeing? He hit you with that.
And it was so it wasn't a yellow card worthy challenge.
Can you go back to full screen on this? Because I think here's something that none of us have talked about.
What?
I think it's super important. Ricky Puig, you see him in the background.
Yeah.
Hey, shirt tucked in with the big shorts.
Dude, his jersey was like three sizes too big. The entire uniform.
I think he's...
Are we going to allow tucked in with big shorts?
But what do you mean big shorts?
His shorts are like bigger than the average player. Look at all the other players.
I think he's just a smaller man.
I think he's wearing a size up on both.
He was wearing a size up on everything. I had that exact same thought when I was watching
the game. I don't know.
But have you seen what tucking into big shorts? He looks like he's wearing N1 shorts and he's got his shirt tucked into it.
How to drop a sick dribbling muscle.
And the professor out there.
Yo. Duchesne. What was his name?
Half man. Yeah. Half Pooge.
I'm sorry, Ricky. Hot sauce Pooge. patatas bravas over here.
He was just on the eBay catalog scrolling through before the game.
Yo, 100%.
Okay, I'll get that Ricky Pooge mixtape. I don't care.
I performed in Philly once and a massive human being came up to me and goes, I thought I'd be the biggest celebrity in the room. Ha ha ha. He was funny. And I was like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I don't know you, dog. What do you do? He's like, what? I'm prime time. Whatever. He was like one of the... like late coming N1 mixtape guys.
Wow.
But he was from Philly and I was like, oh dude, that's great. And I looked at the other guy like, huh? And he's like, N1. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, my bad, sir. So you know Ricky Pooge?
This was obviously the defining moment in the game. It was late in the game. Marky Delgado, LA Galaxy are up 1-0. Marky Delgado gets that second yellow. And also another hilarious moment thing. The ref did not remember Marky already had a yellow card. So Marky was still on the pitch for like another like 45 seconds. Like
he started to back out and he was like, maybe.
He's like, I'm going to get away with this.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like when with a baby that has no object permanence, you just cover your eyes. Like, maybe he doesn't think he doesn't think I'm here. I'm gone.
Hold on. Can you tell he's a dad? baby with no object permanence? Yeah, our fan base totally knows what that is.
He's playing peekaboo with the ref. Yeah, and the ref was like, I don't see Marky. So,
who was the baseball guy who just put on the fake glasses after
Bobby Valentine.
He got booted from the game and he just... hung out in the dugout with the fake glasses.
Fake mustache.
You'll never. Former Mets.
It was while he was the Mets manager.
It was when he was the Mets guy. Yeah. He was like, you'll never see me over here.
Look, I thought there were a lot of moments that were a little controversial. The
on the way out, Messi went to the ref, and instead of shaking their hand, he was kind of wagging his finger like, that's not good. You're not good. He's just like, you're just not good at this, dude.
My man gave him 2 stars. Yeah. Like, you could do it a little bit better.
This should be the last Uber Eats delivery you make because you're wearing my spaghetti. It was like that.
I mean, there were a couple moments. I thought Sergio Busquets could have also gotten a second yellow. There were a couple challenges that I thought were, I wouldn't have been shocked if he received another card. But the
Miami might, they'll probably make the playoffs, but they might not be good, dude.
Yeah, that I think that's, well, look, the game against RSL, they look pretty good. They do a cross-country flight to go play in LA on short rest.
You're already there. Salt Lake City to LA is like 2 hours.
No. That game was at home.
Yeah, they were in Miami game.
I thought that was in Salt Lake.
No, it was at home in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale or whatever. And then they, so it's, look, I understand. These guys are old. You know what? I'm going to add an uh-oh. I'm a little concerned about Luis Suarez.
Dude, he looked terrible.
He doesn't look good.
Also, when he walks, he looks like he is in pain.
Yeah.
He does that thing where like his leg kind of goes free below the knee.
Okay.
As he's stepping forward, he can't. Like, it hurts him to hold it, like, to like, walk, you know what I mean?
So, this guy, look, he left in, like, this, around the 68th, 70th minute, but, look, I mentioned this before, and some people were a little critical of what I was saying. I was like, I think the Brazilian league is a little bit weaker than...
Defensively, there's no question. They give MLS. You a lot of space. You get the ball, they're like, let me see what you can do with it.
Have fun out there. Flex. Yo, we got all these...
I'm in front of you. Show me. I got the best view. I'm a defender.
We got all these N1 cameramen. Have fun out there.
Yeah, dog.
Okay? And so, look, he scored a bunch. He got the golden boot in Brazil, I think.
Yeah.
He ain't getting close to that in this league. And so that... I don't know where you want to sort of... Put that in or
maybe
rank.
It's gonna take some time for his body to acclimate to. Although Brazil got big travel too,
but there is the one thing you notice is the communication up front on the pitch. Luis Suarez showed a little bit of frustration at like Yedlin not making certain passes, Gressel not making certain passes.
There was a moment where I forgot who it was. It might have been just before Jovalić scores the goal. If there was like a counterattack before that, and Jordi Alba was pretty far forward. So as soon as he sees that the counterattack is about to happen, he sees that they're about to lose possession.
Yeah.
High IQ moment, he starts jetting back. Already, it's happening too quick. He's not going to get there. And there's a moment where he's just like frantically yelling at the defender, like, why are you running backwards? Get to the ball. And it stops the ball from being passed. But he's like, the camera turns to him and he's just like, I thought we learned that early, man.
I thought Jordi Alba was going to fight Tata Martino too on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah?
He was going at him the entire game.
Look, that's Messi's boy, bro.
I think the decision to do the road trip of that preseason, I think it was
the Rolling Stones concert tour they did.
Okay, the band is back together. I think it hurt more than helped because I think we're seeing, especially up front, there's not really that chemistry that you would expect. I mean,
we have to give him credit because the stars took over at the end.
I mean, Messi and Alba that led to the goal. It was a little bit of like, yo, I ain't passing the ball if you haven't worn a Barca shirt.
Yeah, they went up to each other, put their arms around each other, like, yo, we need to do this ourselves, bro.
When nobody's helping us,
we gotta save Christmas.
That was, it was a beautiful run of play and look, a big point for Inter Miami, who Drake Callender had an incredible game. Also, John McCarthy had both goalkeepers were great. But this was the refs got involved and then just Miami figuring out what they need to do. So there's a lot to be excited about for this MLS season. It was an interesting start, to say the least.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we've mentioned it a few times. The League Cup final happened over the weekend. Of course, Chelsea lost again.
Yeah, to Liverpool.
To the kids, as everyone.
Chelsea lost.
To the kids, as everyone has been pointing out, 1-0 after extra time. I don't really know what to say. I'm very disappointed with Chelsea, obviously. Very disappointed with Mauricio Pochettino, especially considering the players that were out there for Liverpool at the end of the game. You know, what do you guys think about the match?
So, yeah, I mean, another trophy for Liverpool, which, you know, as an Everton fan, I'm tired of it. And I hope it stops.
I mean, at this point, you're not catching up. It's like being in a horse race with the Clydesdale is what you're doing. So, I will say, though, that watching Liverpool win this is like, man, how many injuries can they withstand?
It really is remarkable. I mean, and also you're watching the as the camera cuts to the bench. And it's just like, there's just $500 million worth of players on the bench. It's like, they're not playing it in this final?
Yeah, dog, this is a lot. You know what I mean? This is like a small mutual fund's worth of income.
You got BlackRock sitting on the bench.
Dog.
And so, look, it was a game where, I mean, and Miguelito could probably speak to this as well. Chelsea should have won this game.
100%.
They had the
just
stamina.
Scroll down and show the stats. It's crazy.
They had the shots. They had the stamina towards the end.
Five big chances missed for Chelsea.
Look, Liverpool had more shots. How many on target? No, you know, it was the second half of the game and the extra time, Liverpool, that's when.
They took over.
But in regular time, without a doubt, Chelsea should have won this game.
And it was a stroke of genius to bring, you know, players in with fresh legs. Although you could say Chelsea have a bunch of young players on their squad as well.
Chelsea's average age for the squad was younger than Liverpool's was. It was just about experience. Chelsea's players are way more Premier League experience.
It was, what, three teenagers, I think,
for Liverpool. Three academy players.
And they all look confident. And it says a lot to, you know, when I see young players play with poise and confidence, I'm like, this is coaching. This is like the
you're an academy that knows like we're building players.
Yeah,
for the
you're
first
in an
team.
Environment where we know what your expectations are, and you're not going to be put in a situation where you're not set up to succeed.
Right.
And there was just and it's also a final, right? Like the fact that you have the maturity to kind of even make the right decisions, play the right passes. This is look. I put this on Chelsea's forwards and midfielders. The Conor Gallagher. How many?
So
1v1s and chances, like really, really great chances. And then when Mudrik came in the game, I'm like, all right, they bring in the pacey Canadian or whatever. Pacey or whatever. But they bring in Mudrik, and I'm like, all right, this guy's he's going to be cooking some folks. And they didn't really do much of anything. They barely touched the ball. They didn't make, you know, you expect in those, you send the ball out wide, the pacey winger.
Yeah, you should be cooking.
You should be cooking a little bit. They're tired. And it was a complete opposite.
Arsenal dodged a major bullet there. But also, their midfield, man, Enzo and Caicedo. You know, have you ever seen, like, those stories where, like, the kid tells their parents, like, maybe I should get divorced. Like, this isn't working.
the kid is the only voice of reason in the house.
Right. Stop doing this for me. You're not really doing anything for me.
You're making me look bad.
I feel like one of the two should be spoken to and say that maybe this partnership just doesn't work out the way we think it would. It should. Because, man, Caicedo, as great as he is, like, what's happening out there, bro?
Yeah, it's a...
He's reckless. He makes a lot of reckless challenges. I mean, to me,
is it reckless or is it that thing of, like, trying too hard because you feel you're losing the grip on the match? You know what I mean? And then you're throwing yourself into tackles in a way that's not inducive to winning the game.
I mean, for what it's worth, they're literally, like, our only two healthy holding midfielders right now. Like, they play almost every match together for almost the entire 90 minutes. And still, it doesn't look like they have that chemistry yet.
I mean, look, he didn't have a terrible game.
He didn't have a great game.
He didn't have
a good
game.
He got lucky not to get sent off, to be
100%.
Honest.
Yeah. He should have gotten a red.
Throughout this...
Sent off.
Okay. Yeah, throughout the season, it's hard to figure out who is the problem at Chelsea. It doesn't feel like there's one or even two.
Well, some fans think it's Pochettino.
The quotes after the match made me think that Pochettino is just way out of his depth. Saying that you're playing for penalty kicks, when going into the end of the second, like the real second half, heading into extra time, you have all the momentum. You have all these star players coming out. Like you say, Mudrik comes on. He's totally fresh. And he's still saying we're trying to play for penalties because some of the players retired. It's just like that mentality needs to change.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple of post-game conferences that are kind of like
he
that.
Is, he hasn't pulled a Conte.
Yeah, yeah. He's the opposite of Conte. Yeah. He doesn't go like scorched earth.
Right.
I'd like to see that, though. I genuinely think that's what these Chelsea players need. They've been coddled by Graham Potter and Pochettino for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And look what they're just not ready to win.
How about the goal that was called back? The Van Dijk goal.
Oh, my God.
One. What did you think about it?
I'm still, like, I would love to. Is there a highlight we could see? Because I'd still love to.
I never show it, but.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, show it to me, because I still haven't gotten to see the highlight.
I mean, essentially, Endo is blocking.
Who's also injured now, by the way.
Oh, he got hurt? I didn't
realize. Yeah. Apparently, he has an air cast where he limped in the post-match.
He was,
another injury.
He was in an offside position, and Cole Will couldn't reach Van Dijk to defend the ball. I guess the theory is if Endo was not there, Cole would have possibly been able to put a challenge in.
So that's what it was. It was that he was interfering with the play. Because I didn't get a chance to see that.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it was. I mean, the goal that Van Dijk eventually scored
amazing.
Looked exactly like the goal that was called back. It was like...
No, this goal was on a corner that Van Dijk actually scored. The other one was just a regular free kick.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay, I thought it... But it just... Where he was on the ball when he hit it, it looked very, very similar.
They called it offside. I'll get back.
When I was watching the game and the goal went in extra time, I was like, why are they showing a replay of the old one? This one didn't count. Why are we doing this now? And I'm like, oh, okay, no.
Is there a glitch? Is there a glitch with my TV?
So that basically all it was. Endo was in the way, coming from an offside position. You know how...
like you'll just wait it out.
Yeah, well, you know how Arsenal does this a lot, where three players will be in an offside position to basically cause a little confusion.
You just want one guy to be like, I think I got to cover him, and now everyone's offside.
So it led to a lot of controversy that people were saying, like, this shouldn't be called offside, or that it's like, it's almost too meticulous because this is like kind of part of the game. Like this sort of happens, but...
This started the argument of, like, do we want... I saw this on Twitter. It's like, do we want VAR to benefit just our team? Then that's why we're upset, because it took a goal away from our team. Or do we want it to get the calls absolutely right? And I honestly think we're all probably in the gray matter. I don't think anyone says, like, it has to be perfectly exact, because then you start calling into question those goals where, you know, a foul was committed, you know, way, way early in the run-up to this goal, like a minute and a half away... 2 minutes away from the goal eventually being scored, and then they watch the whole thing back to say, oh, that's not a goal, where in the pace of the game, had the referee gotten it perfect, he probably wouldn't, or he or she would not have called that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like there really is no gray matter. I mean, there's no definitive yes or no. I think it's how close are you to one or the other in that gray matter on the spectrum,
if you will. This felt like an unnecessary call. Like, Endo was, yes, he was in an offside position, slightly, like, in the way. He didn't mush Cole Will out of the way.
He also didn't, like, try to, like... Yeah, you know, he was just there. Straddling,
and couldn't, and Cole Will, I guess, couldn't reach... There's nothing to say, like, Cole Will definitely would have gotten to the ball. There's nothing definitive. So it feels weird to VAR to get involved and take that goal back. That doesn't feel like a time to take the goal back, in my opinion. But I get it. It ended up not mattering anyway.
Yeah, they ran that play back.
they're like, yo, they can't stop this.
Yeah, we'll get him on the next one, bro. Endo.
Van Dijk was confident, bro.
Get out of the way.
After the game, he was holding the trophy. And he was like, he was like, they thought I was finished.
Who said that, though? I haven't seen anyone saying Virgil van Dijk is finished.
I don't know. I think
people were bigging up Saliba. I'm one of them. Big, when he was sort of coming back from injury.
Basically saying that he's no longer the best center back in the Premier League.
Maybe. That was one of those comments where I was like, are the people who said you were finished in the room with us?
Yeah. So, do you see them now, dude?
I mean, look. He had the mistake against Arsenal, remember?
Yeah, of course.
Like, Kelleher is so annoying as a Chelsea fan.
Klopp said we have the world's, we have the number one in the world, number one, and we have the number one in the world, number two.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you really do. How the hell is this possible?
All Klopp is saying is the price of the Kelleher went up. Yeah, that's all. He's doing business.
The price of the Kelleher yesterday is not the price of the Kelleher today.
Not only did he make some amazing saves, but he was also just like, Also, you need luck sometimes. Mm-hmm. The ball just had a magnet to him. It was always bouncing towards him. And that this is where I'm saying, like, Chelsea couldn't put one of these away because they just couldn't get, just anything past him. And luck was on his side that evening. So.
I will say, though, that for what it seems, if you're just watching this from a bird's eye view, the thing that stands out is leadership. Chelsea has nothing that I can see that is the type of leadership that would – carry you through a final, and Liverpool has it on the touchline, has it in the match, has it in the bench. It's just everywhere. Damn, leaders.
The damn ball kids have crazy confidence as well.
Why? Because they got it to go in the game and play.
Klopp was like, Salah's hurt. His hamstring ain't ready. Go do it, kid.
Kid, get in here.
Christian, your boys, they're back up. They're out of the relegation zone after.
Is it official?
Yeah, it's even. I looked at the FotMob app this morning, and they do have 25 points now on the table.
Let's go, Everton.
So, Dogecoin back up, huh?
Shout out to the lawyers and the legal
team. The appeals, bro.
The appeals process. The
appeals FC, court. Bro.
You just gotta love the justice system.
Yeah, right? Bro.
Because Everton, they were initially docked 10 points. We all remember that, from profit and sustainability rules. And now after an appeal, they got 4 points back. Mm. Okay, that's more points that we've gotten in 2024.
That's actually, it's exactly your last five matches.
Okay, so you love to see it. Everton have not won a game in 2024.
Yeah.
But they won some legal battles, okay?
That's it, bro. So, we ain't winning on the pitch, we're winning the court. You feel me?
So, yes, Everton are now in 15th place with a -6 goal differential.
Kind of a bit safe now from the drop zone.
It feels it just feels good to be a winner, bro. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. It's just some of these other clubs, they just wish they had the swag of the Everton legal team, but they just don't.
But you know who this hurts? Two Americans and Matt Turner and Gio Reyna.
That's right. I mean,
is Gio Reyna even on Nottingham Forest?
Yeah. Gio Reyna came to visit Nottingham. He is on the tourism board. Yeah.
He takes a double decker bus to training.
He came out here. They were like, "Yo, we're gonna put you in all the advertisements about Nottingham. It's gonna be great.
You get a free kit." So how cool is that?
You get to sit on the bench. You got great seats.
Gio, there's perks.
Yeah. Okay. Your boy Matt, for 90 minutes you can't talk to him, but the rest of the time, that's your boy.
They're both on the bench.
Actually, it's a good point.
It makes no sense.
By the way, the other keeper also is bad.
Matt sells.
Sells, yeah.
Bro, yeah, not. It's not.
More like Matt getting sales. You know what I mean?
So I don't know. The rumor I heard that the owner of Nottingham was the one that was upset about the goalkeeping and was like, bring another keeper in. Like, it's one of those things where I think Nuno.
The guy who also looks like me?
Yeah.
The Greek guy?
But it feels like it's not a thing that Nuno Espirito Santo really wants, but it's like, well, boss man said he wants a goalkeeper. I'm going to give him a goalkeeper. Yeah. And it's just like, he has to show him that the goalkeeping is not necessarily the issue. It's the defenders that are in front because they just lost again to who they lose to?
They had a rough one. And now they played Liverpool, who just
lost
won.
To
Villa 4-2.
Yeah. Look, you get pumped with four. Okay. That's not great. Not great. That's not a strong pitch.
That sounds like our first night in jail.
Not a good one. Yeah. Not a good one. So you definitely don't want to go back after that.
Have you seen the Bournemouth rebrand?
Yes. The Cherries logo looks. What do you? You like
no?
It? You don't like the original.
Oh, the woman, the shampoo commercial?
Yeah.
the woman showering the with a forehead?
Yeah. I don't know why you love that one.
I kind of do.
I don't know about that.
It's classic.
It's
classic.
Two cherries with a soccer ball in the middle. It's kind of bad.
I mean, I'll bring it up in a second just so we can look at it. But, I don't love it by any means. But it feels... The new logo feels older than the old logo. I don't know if that makes any sense.
They kept the lines in the cherries from what I always say is the hair of the woman.
Yeah, I hate how it says the cherries on the bottom. I'm not going to
lie. That's going to upset.
The worst part.
Yeah,
that's
a little too on the nose.
Yeah. Remember when Hull City tried to change their name to the Hull City Tigers?
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't remember.
The owner wants to, he said, he's like, I want to Americanize it. And the English were like, that's the worst thing you could have said.
But I like it. I don't hate it.
It's pretty bad.
I disagree. Anyway, did you see the Clippers logo?
Even worse, another soccer logo.
Soccer logo.
Also, yo, who's the owner of the Clippers? Is it still the racist guy?
No. Not Sterling. No, yeah,
he's out. He moved on.
It's the Microsoft guy.
Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer. He's the owner of Microsoft.
It's the Microsoft guy?
Yeah.
Then why wasn't it Clippy, the Clipper from Word Doc? Oh my God. It was right there the whole time.
You would have preferred Clippy?
Oh my God, you Microsoft! It's yours.
This is a who created this logo? Who created it?
Is it Matt Wolf?
Yeah.
Oh.
You take it back?
No. Sorry, Matt Wolf, but here's what I'll say. I guess that is a sailboat. Never mind.
Yeah,
I was gonna say a Clipper's a sailboat. It looks like a yacht though. But now that I'm looking at it, it does look like a cruise ship. But now that I'm looking at it, it is a sailboat.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh.
I mean, look.
The bottom is a basketball. You see that as well? The bottom of the boat is a basketball?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, Clippy. Pull up Clippy for the people who don't know.
Okay. Who doesn't know Clippy? He's a legend,
bro. This is the original AI, okay? You was typing something, and this joint would pop up and go, hey, it looks like you're writing a resume. It looks like you're lying on your resume. You know?
Clippy's a legend.
Bro, it literally would bounce out from the side of the screen. And would help you, it would like find you the template for what it is that you're trying to type.
Okay. I mean,
bro, that's what you should have done. You own Microsoft. It was right there. You had it in your back pocket the whole time.
At least Clippy the mascot. I mean, you got to get
him. That should be the logo, dog.
I mean, Alexis doesn't want the Clippers to succeed, I guess.
Okay. Damn, my bad, man.
They haven't brought Clippy back for a reason. I don't know what to tell you.
Think about how well the McRib does when they bring him back.
He was around during our time, but, you know.
Gen Z
needs somebody else, okay?
Yeah, Gen Z is thrifting. They're bringing back everything that's old.
Okay.
Bro, bring back Clippy, bro.
Obviously, I'm excited about Everton, and hopefully, look, it just gives them more reason to stay up, even though they have another charge brought to them again.
So
the Premier League is just like, why are you out for us, bro?
They need to get Young Thug's lawyer, that lady.
Who's in prison with them.
She's like, I'm going to beat the case from inside the case, bro.
She should be having Ilie's cornrows.
She probably does right now.
Okay. But speaking of somebody who has people out for them,
uh-huh.
Kaká has ops, bro. Because we got to talk
in
about
the streaming community.
We got to talk about.
Shouts to Vooj, who was the
goalkeeper, and Didier Drogba. You saw how he cooked them, bro. So this was the the charity match. This was in Qatar.
I forgot the name of the game.
I forget too, but it is for charity. This is very important. Yeah.
So this is in Qatar. They bring all the influencers, all the celebs.
These dudes are selling out former stadiums, players. Man.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But
it was like Team Chunks versus
the
Philly?
Match for Hope. It's called.
Match for Hope. Okay. There we go. I mean, and we need more of that now.
Damn, Soccerade, you got 24 hours to respond.
So we have to discuss this because I show speed, and we've spoken about this young man quite a bit on the show. And, before we show the clip, and obviously, we're talking about the tackle that he put against Kaká. We've interacted with Kaká. We were much kinder than...
We passed the ball to him.
We passed the ball.
We
both got 100% pass completion to Kaká, okay?
Legend.
Okay?
Bull on door?
Speed can't say that. All right? Nah. But this is... Let's watch the clip, and then we'll react to it real quick.
Absolutely, he's doing a special job.
Again, this is a match for charity. Here's Speed coming off his line.
Oh, okay, it's just a straight up.
Also, Speed been hitting the gym. He kind of got that Adama Traore.
Yeah. No, he's look, your man swole. He's doing all right.
He's from Cincinnati.
And he puts in just a wild challenge, studs up into Kaká's ankle, shin. Like, if Kaká's leg is planted there, bro. I don't even want to think about what could have happened. Terrible, terrible tackle.
Can I just say that I get that this guy has a lot of fans. I think he's very talented at what he does. But it's things like this that I think makes our job a little bit harder as Americans.
it's not a good look for Americans involved in the beautiful game. It's a thing where look, I'll say this first.
Was Kaká in on it? Maybe.
There's no way.
No. You could tell he looked around like, is this guy serious?
Yeah. Like, you see Kaká on the ground being like, bro, what did I sign up for? look, and the fact that he's, Kaká is calmly just like, who is this kid?
It wasn't like a brutal tackle. It wasn't one that's like going to snap his leg. So I'll give him some credit.
But if his leg is planted, it's a little bit different.
Yes.
Kaká knows like somebody's coming. So he goes to like instinctively kind of shield the ball, and you see his foot about to go down.
He also has the instinct to draw the foul as well.
Yeah. And but just the fact that he puts in this challenge at all is so, it's obviously absurd and ridiculous and reckless. And we know that speed is, he's not an idiot. I know a lot of people think that he's just a dumb person.
No, he's not. He's not. He's aware
character.
Of what he's doing. He does it at a very high level. I mean, I'm giving the kid credit.
Yeah,
he has
15 million followers on Instagram. That's not an accident. I get it. So sometimes, the rest of the world likes to see the buffoonery of the dumb American that likes football and kudos to him for figuring that out and doing that. The character.
We're in no way, shape, or form criticizing him as a talent.
This is what happens. We retweeted this, and this is what I don't like. And this is why I don't just instinctively just send hate to him, because I think what he does is provide some kind of value to people. They're young people.
He's a lid for a pot for 15 million, the size of 15 million people.
So. I mean, it might be 12-year-olds or whatever. Yeah. But they like what he does, and he's not gonna stop getting invited to these things because he's too influential.
His outreach is massive. Yeah. So,
but the thing I don't like is that the comments are basically like, look, it's N-word this, N-word that, a lot of racism, a lot of like just calling him stupid, and it's absurd. It goes like way too far. And I guess, look, this is ridiculous because it is a kid on who got popular on Twitch, mm-hmm. that flashed his genitals and did all this stupid stuff and
lit fireworks in his mom's house
and still gets invited to everything and still he will never lose access because he's so popular. It's that person versus Kaká, who is a prince. He is one of the World Cup winner.
At one point, the best player in the world.
Exactly. Ballon d'Or winner. Just an absolute legend. And there is
also a wildly religious guy who doesn't get very upset. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I was just like, he's lucky it was Kaká because someone else might have gotten up and been like, yo.
If that was Rooney.
Bro, that was Drogba?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It'd be like, I show blood for your name now.
So that's the main thing. It's just that it's who he did this to. It's it's a terrible challenge regardless, but who he did it to is just people are just like, you're not even going to show respect to Kaká. You're going to do something that might injure him possibly permanently in a game that's for charity. That's kind of the main.
For what I think everyone is assessing as a bit. Like, if this was a bit he was doing. He's like, this would be wild and crazy if I ran all the way up and slid tackled someone for no reason from behind.
Yeah, and it's funny because in all these charity games, everybody wants Speed to score so that he does the Ronaldo celebration. Mm-hmm. And literally, like in this game, Eden Hazard is like setting him up.
My God.
Eden Hazard is dribbling everywhere, getting around 8 defenders.
What about Conor Gallagher? Okay.
And then puts the ball right in front of the net to go so he can tap it in, and he like sends it into the 18th row. So that's just the main thing. Should he be criticized for doing this challenge? Of course. Do you have to like speed? No.
No.
I do not think so.
You should be criticized, not racially abused. And that's when...
Yeah. And it's unnecessary.
And now you make us have to side with the kid who just slid tackled Kaká.
And it's not even about siding with it. I think this is stupid. It's a clear... When I think about how we entered this space and try to figure out like, hey, we know we're clowns, but it's going to be easy for people to dismiss us if we're disrespectful. And that's what this feels like.
Maybe we should have just gone the other way.
It feels like we should have been disrespectful.
If I could go back and talk to those two young men in the hall.
So, look, absurd. Look, is anything going to change? No. Speed is way too popular. He's going to get invited to everything. So you could get mad, fine.
Right. I'm sure he was really upset on his private jet home.
The kid's a millionaire. Yeah. He's doing perfectly fine. So, but you don't want to see challenges like this in any game at all, let alone to a goddamn Brazilian legend. So, all right, we'll wrap up there, everybody. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We appreciate it. Shout out everybody listening to the podcast, watching on YouTube, helping us
10K. Thank you for 10K.
We hit that 10K. Thank you.
We did it. We're so close to catching up to speed, bro. Just a couple more.
Just if a few more of you just hit that button.
Okay, should we bark like a dog?
Well, luckily, you didn't realize I'm going to light fireworks in the studio.
Okay. We're going to get kicked out of this space just so we get a couple few more followers. So thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans Podcast everywhere, podcast, YouTube, and shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings. And I forgot to show this. We'll end
this beauty.
We'll end the show with this classic football shirts pickup.
That is wavy, bro.
1996, 97.
It looks huge, but you said it's not huge on you.
Yeah,
right?
It's not like you. It's definitely wide because all the jerseys used to be baggier and stuff like that back then. But it's not long on me.
Yeah.
If it's it's not like everybody's wearing baggy stuff now, bro. Yeah. We're bringing it back, okay? Bayer Leverkusen 96-97 away kit with the Alka-Seltzer sponsor.
Beautiful.
Dude, lovely kit.
Love those old Adidas shoulders, man. Bring it back.
Shout out to Classic Football Shirts out in Miami Football Society. It was a dope event overall, so shout out to them. All right, we'll be back on Thursday. Another fun episode in the books. We'll see you then, everybody.
Oh, wait, real quick. The guy who saw me in my car pulling into the parking lot. Yeah, that was me.
Damn, bro.
He was like, are you? And I'm like, sorry.
All right. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.